Hi, this is Dr. Diane Hayden. I'm the owner and publisher of Natural Nutmeg Magazine, Essential Living Maine Magazine, and a series of book collaborations, our latest one being a book with a number of different life coaches. The book is entitled Coaching for Powerful Change, Tips and Tools for Personal and Professional Transformation. And we're really excited about this book because it's basically a collaboration of 14 different coaches from all different arenas, everything from coaching for financial processes to leadership to personal transformation to health coaching, spiritual coaching, and pretty much everything in between. And it's going to be a great resource for people who are really interested in learning about why they should hire a coach, and also people who are interested in possibly becoming coaches themselves. So today I'm excited to interview one of the authors of this new book, Jean Zuzel. She is the author of the chapter Change, A Journey of Hope and Healing. And Jean is the owner and clinical director at Insight Wellness Center in Norwich, Connecticut. She is a pioneer in holistic health care and has a private integrated therapy and lifestyle medicine practice. Jean is a registered nurse of 38 years. She combines her clinical expertise and nursing experience with practical application of integrative health and wellness concepts. She believes that change is a process and not an event. She supports her clients through all phases of the change process. This invites her clients and students to experience the opportunity for ultimate personal growth, learning, and healing. She is an adjunct professor at local colleges and enhances her practice by offering sessions and seminars in healing touch, expressive art, holistic health, wellness, and stress management. Jean is a certified healing touch practitioner and instructor. She has a master's degree in integrative health and healing, a certificate in expressive art therapy, and is a board-certified nurse, health, and wellness coach. Jean is available to support your journey. So welcome to the call today, Jean.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Great. So I always like to start these conversations out by finding a little bit about how you found your way or your journey to becoming a coach, if there was any life event that prompted it, or how did you decide that that was the direction you wanted to go in?
Well, that's a really interesting question, and I sometimes ask myself the same thing. As a holistic nurse and someone who has been dealing with and helping clients for many years now, it became very clear in my community that there were a lot of, I use this in quotes, coaches out there, and I had not had a lot of information about that, yet being a nurse, I always felt like I was an advocate for my clients and my patients and was able to help them and guide them. I had a client who came to me and honestly was given very bad advice. This was a diabetic client who was given some advice about what he needed to do with his diet and medication from someone who had a label of a coach that was not qualified. And so I thought to myself, you know, the only way to really deal with this issue that's happening is to become a coach, to really look at a program that is going to help you to become a qualified, board-certified health and wellness coach, and therefore you can then have a platform to speak from about the importance of training and credentials. And that's kind of how I got started.
That's very interesting, and I think it's a topic that comes up a lot when I'm talking with coaches who are qualified and have gone through really intensive programs, that there's a lot of either people out there who have had no coach training that are calling themselves coaches, or people that have done something like a 3-day weekend or a week-long program that I see, you know, some other coaches putting out there that they call it like a certification program, but it's really not an accredited program through ICF or anything like that.
Absolutely. And I think that, so for me, I really wanted to be able to, although I didn't feel as a nurse that I needed to add an additional credential of coaching to my expertise and experience, it really did move me forward to look into the entire process of that. We call the people who are doing the weekend programs or the one-week programs the closed cover before striking school health coaching. if you remember back in the day, there used to be these correspondence school programs on the back of matchbook covers. And so, but again, back to the topic at hand is that, you know, this has been an incredibly valuable learning experience for me, as well as opened my eyes to the importance of credentialing and to for clients to hire qualified credentialed people.
Right. Yes, I totally agree. It's very important. And your story just goes to, you know, show for that, that people can be getting really inaccurate and almost harmful information if they're not working with somebody who is knowledgeable and, you know, has had the training.
Absolutely.
Especially in the healthcare arena, I think. But, you know, it's, I can't think of probably a more serious scenario than somebody who's a diabetic that's getting bad information for, you know. But, so let's talk a little bit about the particular program that you went through in getting your, you know, credentialing as a life coach.
Okay, well, first, my credentialing is not as a life coach, but my credentialing is as a holistic nurse, health, and wellness coach.
Mm-hmm.
And the program that I went through is a program from the integrated nurse coaching program through Barbara Dossey and Susan Luck. It is a program that's credentialed through the American Holistic Nursing Association, and our board certification is the American Nursing Credentialing Center. So it's an actual medical credential and a medical certification. You have to sit for actual board certification, take an exam, and do a lot of clinical hours that come into play with completing that program.
And why did you decide to do that particular program?
Well, I chose that program because I'm a nurse, and I'm a nurse first. I've been a nurse since 1978, and I really felt that this program would add to and enhance the expertise that I already have, as well as offering me opportunities to expand my training in areas that I may not necessarily have gained expertise in. So, you know, this allowed me that process, which I thought was, you know, the best process for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm going to ask a little bit about that education, and I guess not having gone through a program like Coaches Training Institute or, you know, one of the more, I guess, common life coaching training programs. I'm just curious to see how it's different, so, you know, anyone who's listening can really understand, like, you know, well, I guess the first question is, do you have to be a registered nurse to go through this program?
Absolutely.
Okay, so...
And that's one of the... Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, so this information really is more valuable to people who are nurses that are considering becoming a health coach, for sure.
Yes, absolutely. If you're a registered nurse, this program is open to you. It is a year-long program that starts with a 5 to 6 day intensive, and then there's a group of clinical skills that you need to practice and master that takes on approximately 120 additional clinical hours where you would be practicing as a coach, receiving as a coach, and learning mindfulness practices. The coach training itself as the integrated health and wellness coach covers a variety of areas, obviously all of the biological kinds of things, disease processes, but also covers intensely nutrition as well as stress and wellness management, which are things that in a regular nursing curriculum you wouldn't necessarily have an intensive in. So this really helps you to do that. It also helped me to expand my language. And most nurses are people who want to fix things because our whole objective is outcome-based, whereas in this coaching program, it allows you to sit with the client and serve as their support system in terms of, you know, their company along the journey is kind of how I look at it. You know, my client knows the direction they want to go sometimes, and more often than not, by discussing their goals and objectives with you as a nurse, you look at their health and well-being, you're looking at all aspects of their life in terms of their holism, and you can help them with that direction and then support them through those changes that need to happen. The additional education that it offered me also was resource, you know, in terms of knowing as a nurse in the community certain resources, but there are a lot of other available resources out there for clients that this program was able to help me to identify. So it was a very interesting process, again, a year-long process, And once you've completed 120 clinical hours, which is a combination of receiving coaching sessions, offering coaching sessions, documenting sessions, working with a 3 or 4 different mentors in the process, then you have another 6 or 7 day intensive at the end of that, which culminates in completing the program. From that, you then have to really look at, you know, the level of your expertise, and there are people that help you to analyze that. And then later on, you can sit for board certification. So it's a separate whole process to get ready for that board certification.
Mm-hmm. That's great, yeah.
It's kind of like doing a certificate program post-master's degree.
Right, right. Yep. So from there, you already had, did you already have a private practice before?
Yes.
Okay, so you had already really built up your practice as far as a patient base. It's interesting, like a lot of the conversations I've had with the other coach authors, some of them basically, you know, did a whole different career change. They were doing something, you know, let's say financial services or the corporate world, and they completely left that position, you know, went, got their training as a life coach or whatever the particular niche was, and then had to start a business from scratch, essentially, and, you know, build that up. So I'm always interested to get more information from people about how they built their practice. And so maybe the question for you is, you already had an existing practice. How did you incorporate this, or, you know, what were the things that you did to continue to make it successful, but yet maybe have a slightly different focus than what you've been doing before?
Well, the first thing that I needed to really look at for myself were clients that were coming in for health and wellness services, for lifestyle management is what I'm calling it. There is a very different informational intake session that you use. And so in the integrated nurse coaching program, there's a 9-page health assessment or wellness assessment that we use. So that was a piece that for me was a little bit difficult to make time for. You know, my sessions here with my clients are about an hour, but this particular intake session takes about an hour and a half. So I had to expand that. And then also I have for myself really looking at the wholeness piece in the client was not a challenge. I mean, that's kind of what I've been doing for 15 years. But what was a challenge for me was to help the client to identify those goals and objectives, and then using the skills that I learned in the coaching process to not try and fix them. Because in nursing,
right,
you try and fix things.
Yep.
I think that the challenge wasn't necessarily building up the clients, because I already had those. The challenge was convincing the clients I already had that this was a process that they might want to examine in a formal way, because most of my clients I was working with in sort of a health and wellness role anyway, you know, and so it's really, this was more of a formalized process because they had paperwork to fill out and those kinds of things. So it was kind of convincing them of that, and then for me to not offer feedback type information. So it was really an exercise for me in boundaries and balance, and also real learning in helping my clients to be able to really identify in a deeper basis ways that they really could help themselves that they already knew about, but they didn't have a sense of how to go about that. So that was more of the challenge. I think for maintaining the practice, the issue still remains for me and has been an ongoing issue of insurance reimbursement. The fact that I have a master's degree and I also have this great certification, but insurance companies won't pay for me. So our services are still out of pocket, and the cost of our services has to be in a range that people can actually afford. And in this past year or two, when people are really struggling with paying for their groceries and their heating bills, you know, the last thing that they want to be looking at this point is hiring a coach to do something with them. So that's been a difficult challenge for me, is to figure out how to market and how to set pricing that the general public can absolutely take advantage of and run the business at the same time. So those I think are really similar business issues that come up for people. For me, the actual coaching process and building this into my practice has not been a challenge. It's sort of been a normal, great flow, but the fact that we as coaches are still not necessarily recognized by the corporate insurance world has been an incredible challenge.
Mm-hmm. I also think it does depend on what part of the country or even, you know, what part of the state you're in and what you have access to as far as the demographic. For sure, there's certainly coaches and integrative practitioners that are all cash-based that have been able to, you know, build big, big practices because they're in a demographic where there's just more disposable income. So,
I agree, and I think that that's been a challenge for us here in southeastern Connecticut, in Norwich, Connecticut. Norwich, Connecticut has not necessarily been recognized as one of the more affluent cities in the world. So I think that the other part, which I think is kind of a responsibility for myself as a health and wellness practitioner, is really about getting information out there to people so that they understand the importance of health and wellness, the importance of wellness-based medicine versus illness-based medicine. So that's been my goal for the next year, is to do some no-charge seminars for people to understand the differences between wellness-based medicine and illness-based medicine and offer them some opportunities for real wellness conversations that, you know, they've not had access to in the past.
Right. I think that's a great point. I also think it lends to the whole discussion about people taking responsibility for their health. I mean, I think a lot of people are still in the mindset of, well, you know, insurance will pay for it. So if insurance doesn't cover it, then I'm not going to go do whatever I need to do. And to me, that's more of a responsibility discussion.
I agree. I absolutely agree with you.
Right. The person needs to realize that, okay, the insurance companies are not going to take care of you forever. And honestly, they really only take care of the people who are already sick. So it's more about educating people on preventative issues like what you're doing and just getting them into the mindset of, okay, if I spend the money now to either eat better or, you know, exercise or hire a health coach or whatever it is I need to do to make sure that I don't go down this road to illness, it's going to be much cheaper for me in the long run.
Yeah, absolutely. And I wish there were incentives for people out there for that. There are some corporate incentives that are really nice, and I think that has been helpful in some areas. But in terms of private practice, you know, you struggle in terms of as a business between lowering your cost to a place where people think they can afford to come and then also having to meet the bottom line in your own business. And so those are the struggles that I think many of us look at in most times. And, you know, I do see people for their copays, whatever that may be for them, just to get them in here. And once they do come, they realize that, you know, 3 to 4 sessions with me has made changes in their lives that 6 months, a year, 2 years of traditional care has not made for them. So it's finding those clients and then also getting that information out there that, you know, small changes are, you know, big bonuses. And I think that that's going to continue to be a bit of a challenge, but I'm hoping that we're on the upside of that.
Right. Yeah, definitely. So tell us a little bit about who your typical or your ideal client is and what is the process when someone comes to see you that they go through.
Okay. Well, my typical clients or typical clients, the kind of clients that do come, I do see a lot of women. Who are in many transitions in their lives, either women who have, you know, newly experienced having children and they're trying to create some balance between their, you know, health and wellness and childcare and all the issues that come with being a new mom. all the way up through people who are in end-of-life issues with terminal disease. So I have a very broad range of the kinds of clients that I see. But typically when a client comes in for lifestyle management, you know, we'd start with a phone conversation, first of all, to kind of get some information about what they're looking for, even if they know what they're looking for, what the issue is that's presenting. Oftentimes, because I'm a nurse, I do get a lot of medically oriented issues. So people will call up and say, for instance, I'm having chronic pain, or I'm having headaches, or they may give me a physical symptom, and that kind of gets them in the door. And then once they're here, we fill out together a health assessment and a wellness assessment, which looks at every aspect of your health and wellness. It looks at your physical self, it looks at your spiritual self, your emotional self, it looks at exercise, it looks at nutrition, it looks at your work levels, it looks at finance, it looks at all the things that, you know, come into play, family, relationships, things like that. So it's a multifaceted tool that I use for people to be able to, it's a check off how they're, where their levels are of satisfaction in each and every one of those things. And at the end of that, you know, we have a conversation and we identify perhaps two or three areas where the client is looking to make some changes. And then we talk about what the feasibility is of those changes. Is it something that they're very motivated to do? Is it something that they're somewhat motivated to do? Is it something that they really would love to do it but have no motivation? And we start working on if we need to build motivation, we look at that, or if we look at you know, their ways to make changes. Sometimes with my clients, a simple referral to a different healthcare professional that covers things that they have not had access to before, you know, is all they need. You know, I occasionally will have women who come in here and they've been struggling with weight issues and dry skin and not sleeping. They're, you know, perimenopausal and their thyroid is off. So referring them to a person who deals with, you know, thyroid issues and helping them to find a supplementation is often sometimes the first step for them. So I combine the nursing basis and the nursing knowledge, along with the referral network that I have, along with the supportive network that people get when they come here, to be able to come in and talk about, you know, what's going on, and the tools that I give them to kind of get them on their road. Yeah. I typically meet with someone for 3 to 6 sessions. I ask them to commit to 3 sessions, and then we evaluate at the end of 3 sessions their progress toward whatever goals they have set, and if this is working for them, if this is not working for them. And if it is working for them, then we continue on a series of 3 to 6 sessions in those blocks. You know, I've found that it takes at least 3 to 6 weeks for someone to adopt a new idea and then to master the new idea. And so we do a lot of different kinds of things in terms of practicing. It's a really wonderful honoring for me to be able to sit with a client and help them to progress through changes in their life.
Right, yeah. And that really could be anything. I mean, it could mean a change that they want to make, or it could mean something related to a change that happened to them that they didn't necessarily expect or want.
Absolutely. I have a client who is very stressed, who's coming here with severe migraine headaches. And once we had a medical clearance that, you know, the things that were going on for this person medically were stabilized, you know, we realized there was a simple tool that they could use, you know, in a journaling process that helped them to de-stress. And once they started to do that, they realized that they identified triggers for the migraine, they identified the stress triggers, the nutritional triggers, as well as some of the environmental triggers that were going on for them. And by the end of the 6 weeks, we had a list of things that the client could shift and change, and they did much, much better.
Yeah, that's great.
It's that process.
Right, right. I think a lot of times what people think, oh, well, I don't necessarily have anything that I want to change. It's just that change is happening to me.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, and we can work through that. You know, when change happens for people, when life happens, we call it, when life happens, there's a ripple effect. You know, any change in someone's life is like throwing a pebble in a pond, and there is a ripple effect to that. So helping the client to identify those ripples, we call them, to figure out how to weather that and how to ride the water. And Those are sometimes some of the most helpful and most life-changing experiences for people, because they don't realize that they have the permission to say no, or they have the ability to set a boundary, or perhaps they can actually not eat something that, just because their family likes it, is making them ill.
Right.
Yeah, so there's lots of different ways that I think the process with me is, yes, we identify the medical issues. Then we identify the psychosocial issues. But the other part is working on empowering the client to move forward in ways that they identify they would like to do.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And there's actually a part of your chapter that I really loved, and the whole analogy that you brought to it, and where you say that, you know, it's really a journey, and you need preparation, and you need to figure out where you want to go, and who you need to take with us, and what supplies. And then you have this whole analogy of the list of supplies that you need on your journey for change: a map, a good pair of walking shoes, a walking stick, an umbrella, sunglasses, and clothing and layers.
Absolutely. And that's really what it's about, is making sure that you have everything, you've identified where you're going, what the terrain might be like, you know, what the weather might be like, and that you're prepared. And I think that the health and wellness coach or the life coach is that person that helps you be prepared to meet those challenges as they come forward.
Yeah. Yeah, I just thought it was a really, really cool way to paint a picture for somebody. You know, what is this all like, and have them think about it as an exciting journey. Like, when I read that, I'm thinking, oh, this sounds like I'm going out hiking in Sedona.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And that for me is really what it's about. You know, you start out, you have to have a map, you got to figure out where you're going, and then what are you going to need. And that is the process that I used in my own journey.
Right. Yep, definitely. So what advice would you have for someone who's thinking about becoming a coach, whether it's, you know, not necessarily someone who's a nurse, but even someone that's just thinking about becoming a life coach?
I think that if someone's thinking about becoming a life coach, there are two things that I would say are of prime importance. The first thing is that you go to a program that's credentialed and has, identified, credentialed, and training. The second thing is that you get someone to help you yourself, because I think that every coach, every practitioner, every therapist is a better coach, practitioner, or therapist if they have one. And so that you can keep yourself in that place of clarity and balance and stability while you're trying to work with other people. So I think it's really important that you have a program of education that is credentialed and recognized, and that you also have a program of self-care that is credentialed and recognized, so that you know that you have the support that you need. Because as we go through this process in the training, and also sometimes in seeing clients, they trigger things in your own self, and you really need to be able to have a space, a sacred space, to deal with that yourself, and someone to help you.
Yeah, I mean, I can't stress how important that is, and how much I agree with you. Actually, when I was going through my life coaching credentialing, I was actually starting the magazine, Natural Nutmeg, at the same time. And I probably would have lost my mind if I didn't have a coach.
Absolutely.
And it was an interesting process. I mean, I was really doing, I guess I was at a, I had started the life coach training before I had the opportunity to come up to start this magazine. And so initially I was thinking that I would go through a life coach training to become a better facilitator for workshops. I wasn't never, my plan was not to certify the practice or anything like that. It was more to help me just build workshops and whatnot. And then this opportunity came to start the magazine, and so I was kind of doing both at the same time, and there was a lot of fear and stress around starting this whole new business that my peer coach, through my life coaching program, really was just amazing as far as talking me off the ledge, I don't know how many times.
Absolutely.
Yep.
That's the best advice we can give anybody, is to make sure, and then continue with that. You know, have someone that you can pick up the phone and say, hey, you know, I need an appointment today. In any holistic practice, we always tell our students, and I, as a Healing Touch instructor, I always tell my students, get on the table. You know, allow your energy system to be cleared. And as a, you know, as a health and wellness coach, I would tell my other peer coaches, you know, make sure you get a session. call somebody, do something. So I think that's really important. And I also think it's important for clients when they're looking at the potential of hiring a coach, that one of the questions that they ask is, what do you do for your own self-care? How do you keep yourself in check?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think that clients are just are finally starting to realize, you know, they're consumers. And if they are seeing someone that doesn't necessarily have a self-care practice, well, you know, I'm not sure that that makes sense.
Right. Yep. Yeah, you have to walk your talk pretty much.
Absolutely.
Yep. So how can people, you know, find you as far as, like, information on your website or email, or are there any upcoming programs and things like that that you have that you want people to know about?
Well, we have some monthly programs that go on here. My website is, I believe it's listed at the end of the book, but it's www.newinsights.com, and insights is spelled I-N-C-I-T-E-S. And we do keep that up to date so people can look for ongoing programs. We do have a lot of free programs here, as well as we have some programs that carry some certification and credentialing. And so that's where they can find that information. They can call me here directly at the office at 860-889-4690 and leave a message and let me know. We'll absolutely get back to them as to what they might be interested in. And that's probably the best way to get us. And I believe our email is also listed at the end of the chapter, but I can give you that too. That's insight, I-N-C-I-T-E, learn@yahoo.com. And it's interesting because people always spell it wrong because they spell it with an S. And Insight,
right,
which is the I-N-C-I-T-E, we named our Wellness Center Insight because what that really means is to move forward.
Oh,
and
great.
So, you know, people think insight to riot, but it's really insight to move forward.
Yeah.
And I think that that's really what we're all about, helping people to move forward.
And you have, there's all different kinds of programs that go on at the Wellness Center. And you have different practitioners that are there too?
Yes, we do. We have a group of different practitioners here. We are a holistic center that offers traditional psychotherapy. We have massage therapy. We have reflexology. We have different types of yoga. We have pregnancy yoga. We have traditional yoga, which is Kripalu-based yoga. And we have the wellness work. We also have expressive arts here. We do several different types of expressive arts. We do Zen Tangle, and we also do a wonderful oil and hand work. It's a lovely, lovely process of meditation. We do have meditation classes. We teach Course in Miracles. So there's a lot of things going on here with a lot of different practitioners. We have basic chakra classes. We have Healing Touch classes. Healing Touch is a certification program for anyone in energy therapy that wants to take energy therapy. You don't have to have any training to take those courses. And we offer all five levels in Connecticut, which is pretty rare since most people have to travel for many of those levels. So there's lots of different things going on here at Insight, and I would hope that people would, you know, investigate us and come and, you know, take a look at what we're about.
Yeah, that's great. It's one-stop shopping. I think you've listed pretty much everything.
We all have a naturopath. I'm looking for a naturopath.
Okay, one thing. But everything else you guys have covered. Awesome. Well, thank you very much for your time today. It's been a great call, and I'm sure people are going to be very interested to read your chapter and check out your website and all the amazing programs that you guys have.
Thanks very much. I really appreciate your time, and it's been a great conversation.
Great, great. You too. All right, you have a good day today.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.